Saturday. Ready? Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Tesvav. Evidently, you got through the Mishnah and Yadalat Amar Beis, so we'll start at the Gemara. But just a 5-second review, the Mishnah said that if a young girl goes down to fill up water from the well, and someone is minus her, that you look if Rov of the city, at least that's how we understand it now, if Rov of the city is someone who's are people who are fit to marry into Kahuna, then we assume that this woman was violated by someone who is fit for Kahuna, and therefore neither her nor her child would be usher to the Kahuna. So that's how we understand the Mishnah. Amrle Rava or Rav Nachman, Rava said to Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri d'Amar Keman. So we've been dealing for several days now with questions of uncertainty as to who the father is or the circumstances, and we've been going through and consistently having this machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar on one hand and Rabbi Yeshua on the other hand. So the question is, where does this fit in that machlokas? And at first, the Gemara has trouble slotting it in. It says, Ik Rabbi Gamliel, if it's like Rabbi Gamliel, afilu barov psulunami. Mekasher, that even if most of the people in the city are pasul, we would still be machsher the woman. I'll get back to explaining this in a moment. Ik Rabbi Yeshua, and if it's like Rabbi Yeshua, filu rov ksheirim nami pasul, then even if most of them are kasher, then they're also she's also still pasul. So let me just remind you what this was talking about. So 2 days ago, we had a Gemara where there was a braisa that had a back and forth between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar on one hand, Rabbi Yeshua on the other hand. And if you recall, Rabbi Yeshua was asking them on their opinion from the case of a girl who's captured by kidnappers, and we assume that she was raped while she was there with the kidnappers. And if you remember, the Gemara said, "Well, why didn't?" So Rabbi Yeshua brought up that case in to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara asked, "Why didn't Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, or according to some Rishonim, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua?" But whatever it is, the point was, why is there not a distinction between those cases of capture and the cases we were dealing with there? Because in one case it's Rov Ksherim, in the other case it's Rov Psulim, because captors, kidnappers, we assume are Goyim, so that's either Rov or all Psulim, if the Tosus addresses that issue. Whereas in the case where it's close to the city, or it's in the city, that it could be Rov Yisraelim. So why didn't we distinguish that way? And the Gemara said, you see from here that the one who's Machsher is Machsher even if it's Rov Psulim, and the one who is postal, even if it's Rov Ksherim. So the question is, our Mishnah, which says you need to look at whether they are Ksherim or not, whether they're Kasher and Masin Lekahuna, implies that it's relevant whether or not it's Rov Ksherim. So that doesn't fit with either Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua, because we just said that both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua say their opinions, even in the extreme case. So therefore, we're trying to slot it in. So therefore, we say, Ik Rabbi Yeshua, Afilu Rov Ksherim, Nami Pasul. So Amrlei, Hachi Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. He said, I'm going to explain to you what case our Mishnah is talking about, and therefore it's going to fit. Again, Machlokas Rishonim, whether it fits only according to Rabbi Yeshua or fits according to both. Rashi says only according to Rabbi Yeshua, so we'll go with that. They says, no, we're talking about halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. And what's the case? Bekronos shel Tzipori Hayamaisa. The story that happened in the Mishnah was talking about Kronos shel Tzipori, which are the wagons of Tzipori. What is this a reference to? That there were itinerant merchants who used to come through town. And so what they're saying is the case there was talking about a case where there was such a group of merchants, and the group of merchants were Rov Yisrael. And so therefore, the fact that there was a group of merchants who were Rov Yisrael, coupled with the fact that the majority of people in the town were kosher to marry Kahuna, that's why the case is different. Now, we're not going to explain this right yet, because the Gemara is going to get to it in a little bit. But basically, the point is, it's like Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua, who normally says the woman loses her cheskas kashrus, in this case, because there's two roves in her favor, we say that even Rabbi Yeshua would say that she is mutter to marry Kahuna, and we'll see why that's so in a minute. And the Gemara says, Ukad Rabami, this is like Rabbi Ami, the Amr Rabami, because Rabami said on our Mishnah, Vuhu Sahisha Siya Shal B'nei Adam Ksherin Averos Hashem. The case in our Mishnah was talking about, assumed a case where there was a group of men who were kosher, who were passing through town. Uchud Rav Yanai, and similarly, like we see from Rav Yanai, Dam Rav Yanai Nivelis Bekronos Ksher Lakuna, that if she was Boel on the wagons, then she's kosher to Kahuna. So the Gemara interrupts her a second and says, Bekronos Soka Daitach, are we talking about a case where she went on the wagons to be Mezana? Ela Nivelis Bishas Kronos Ksher Lakuna. Bishas Kronos, that she was Nivel, she had Bia, at the time that the Kronos were coming through town. So again, you see two other you see an answer and then two supports that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a rove Ksherim in town, and there's also this group of merchants passing through. And we'll see the significance of that in a moment. But the Gemara is going to make a side point. It says Kshera Lakahuna. Ela Nivelas B'shas Kronos Ksher Lakuna. That if she's Nivel during the time when the Kronos are there, she's Kasher Lakuna. So the Gemara says, Alva Pirish Echad Mitzipari. Let's say, even if there was a caravan or a group passing through, and one man went out from the town, so it's during a time when there is a group of itinerant merchants, but someone went out from the town, Ubal, and had Bia with her, Havlad Shtuki. The Vlad is a shtuki, we talked about a shtuki, but basically uncertain lineage. We don't know who the father is, and that has halachic consequences for kohuna. So the point of this is just saying, if we know that the man came from the town, even if it's at a time when the town is being visited by these passing merchants, that doesn't help. It has to be a case of suffolk as to where the man who was Ma'anasar came from. Did the man come from the passing merchants, or did he come from the town? And we're going to see now we're going to bring a Gemara, which talks about something, and then through that, we're going to understand why on earth it makes a difference if there's a merchant passing through town or not.
And the rove of the town and rove of the merchants are?
Rove of the town and rove of the merchants are Kashur Lakuna, or Kashur Masin Lakuna, yes. Ki hadach yasa Rav Dimi Amr Zeiri Amr Rav Chanina. Like this, that Rav Dimi said in the name of Zeiri in the name of Rav Chanina. V'amila Amr Zeiri Amr Rav Chanina. That Zeiri said in the name of Rav Chanina. Rashi just points out that Rav Dimi wasn't part of this conversation, according to the second view. Hochin achar rov ha'ir, v'ein hochin achar rov sia. He said, we go after the rov of this city, but we don't go after the rov of the group, meaning these merchants. Now the Gemara says, Klape Laya, Rashi says, like, what direction are you talking about here? It's basically saying this doesn't make any sense. If anything, it should be the opposite. Hani Naidi Vahani Kvi Vekaimi. Okay, so now I need to take a minute and explain some things here. So there's something called, in issues of Rove, there's a couple of concepts we should be familiar with. One is called, it says, Ko Kavua Kemechta Mechta Dami, which we'll learn, which basically is saying, in an instance where you have doubts that are called kavua, and kavua is a little complicated beyond our scope today, but in words, basically, the classic case of this is, and we're going to get to it in our Gemara, the classic case of this is you have 9 stores that sell kosher meat, you have 1 store that sells treif meat, that sells nevela. The person went into one of those stores and bought meat, but he doesn't remember which store he went into. He's not sure if it was one of the kosher ones or one of the treif ones. Now, ordinarily, when we're used to rove, we think 9 out of 10 are kosher, the meat's kosher. The halacha is not that way, because that's considered kavua, because the stores are there, they're in front of us. So kavua, kemechza, mechza dami, it's treated like 50-50. And then, so it depends whether, what would you do in a case of suffolk? Would you go luchumra or lukula? That's where we get into, but in order to, the halacha of rove doesn't apply if it's kavua, because if it's kavua, we say mechza, mechza dami. There's another concept, which is kind of the other side of the coin, but I think it doesn't fully encapsulate. The other concept is kol de parish meruba kaparish, that if you have a group and someone comes out of that group, we say, and so therefore it wrecks the kavua nature of it because that person has left the group. So we say kol de parish meruba kaparish, that if someone separated himself from the group, we assume that he separated himself from the rove. So if you had 9 Jews and a non-Jew together and one person separated, then we would say that person separated from the majority. Okay, so now going back to, and we're gonna get into this in detail in the Gemara, but going back to this, so we say in the name of Rav Chanina, Hochen Acher Rov Ha'ir, we go after the rove by the city, the Ein Hochen Acher Rov Sia, but we don't go after rove by the group. And the Gemara says it would be the opposite, because the group is itinerant merchants, they're not kavua, they're from somewhere else, so therefore anything that comes out of them should be kosher, should be considered like a Jew, and anything that comes out of the city is kavua, should be treated like mechta mechta. So it should be the opposite. Why do we say that we follow the rov in the city, but we don't follow the rov in the group? It should be we follow the rov in the group, but we don't follow the rov in the city. So the Gemara says, and right now this is where we're going to learn. This is where we're going to learn how we know that what our Mishnah is talking about. El arhochin achar rov ha'ir. We go after the rov ha'ir, meaning we look at, like our Mishnah said, we look whether most of the people in the city are Jews. V'hu de'ikar rov siya bahada. That is provided that there is a group alongside the city, meaning the city is there plus a group of itinerant merchants who are Jews. Therefore, now, because in order to explain this comment of Reb Chanina, we have to say that we're talking about a case where there is a city that's Rov Yisrael and a passing group of merchants who's Rov Yisrael. So now we see when the Gemara says Kihad Rav Asar Rav Dimi Am Rav Zira, etc. That's how we know our Mishnah is dealing with this. Now the Brisa, now the explanation continues. The Ein Holchen Achar Rov Ha'ir Greida. So we don't follow after Rov of the Ear itself. Why? Because a city is Kavua, called Kavua Kemechta Mechta Dami. So if you didn't have the itinerant merchants, the city, we would say, even though it's Rov Yisrael, we assume that the man who was Ma'anasar came from the Goyim. V'lo Achar Rov Sia Greidasa. And we also don't go after the itinerant, we don't assume the rove of the itinerant merchant. So even though most of them are Jews, we don't assume that the person who was Ma'anasar was a Jew. The only time that was saying if she was raped by a group, let's say this same group was out in the desert, we would not follow the rove that's Yisrael. So if you think about this, as we just said, so now our Mishnah is understood in a case where you have both two roves, and I'll explain that, we'll get to that in a minute. But basically, if it's in a city, then we don't follow the rov. That's actually not a chiddush, because it's kavua. A city's kavua, kemechta, mechta, dami, we don't follow rov. But it's also saying we wouldn't follow after the rov of the group of itinerant merchants themselves either. And that requires a little bit of explanation, because that's not kavua. And if it's not kavua, and someone came out of that group of merchants and raped the girl, so you would say, called the parish, meruba kaparish, that whoever came out from the rov, and since they're rov Yisrael. So the question the Gemara is going to now deal with is, my taimo, what's the reason that someone coming out of the group of itinerant merchants would not be considered kasher l'kahuna because they're Rov Yisrael and Rov Kasherim? So the Gemara says, gzeira Rov Sia atu Rov Ha'ir. So the Gemara says, you're right. Theoretically, itinerant merchants are non-kavua. And if a man came out of the itinerant merchants, we know, let's say they dress a certain way. So we see someone saw the man running away after he raped the girl. And we see it's someone from that group, but we don't know who it is. In theory, we would say, kol deparsh meruba kaparsh, and we follow rov. But we were worried that if we make that the halacha in a case, we say this girl was raped by someone from the traveling merchants, and we looked at rov, that people are going to look at rov in a city also. If they look at rov in a city also, they're going to come up with the wrong result, because in a city, it's kol kavua kemechta mechta dami, and therefore, it is not considered, we don't look at rov. So that's a gezeira of the Chachamim, that even in a case where she came, where it's non-kavua from a caravan or a group of merchants, we would not matter her there either, because we don't want people to come to matter someone in the city. Now the Gemara is going to say, okay, fine, but let's say what you're saying is, because we're worried about in a case in the city where it's kavua, that we make a gezeira for the case where it's not kavua, where it's the itinerant merchants. But he's saying, even in the case of city, we shouldn't follow rov. Why? Idika azli inhu legaba. What about the fact if the man came to her? So even if you're dealing with the city, let's forget for the moment that there's a merchant there, merchant group, called the parish meruba parish. So what happened in this case? The girl was down by the well. The city was nearby. Some man came and raped her. So why don't we, we were saying kol kavua kemechta mechta dami, and we don't follow the rov because it's considered 50-50. Why don't we say a man left the city, raped her, so why don't we say in that case we assume it's not kavua, kol de parish meruba kaparish, and the we'll say that the man came out of the city and raped her, and therefore, because rov in that city are sherin lakuna, she should be kashrut the kahuna. So Gemara says, lo tzricha de kaasli ihi legabayu, that because sometimes, it's not saying in every case, but sometimes we would have a case where she would go to him, Now, if she would go to him, so unlike where he comes to her and he leaves town, if she goes to town and has bia with a man, so then it's kavua, because he's in his home. He's in his regular area. It's kavua. And if it's kavua, kemechza mechza, then we wouldn't follow rov. So therefore, we say in all instances where this kind of case happens, we would assume that it doesn't come from the rov. So now, let's just encapsulate where we are, and then I'll try also to explain what the Gemara is talking about. So we are dealing with a case. When our Mishnah says we assume when the girl got raped, we check, is it Rov Yisrael? Is only if there's two Rovs there, both a Rov Yisrael of the town and a Rov of this group of itinerant merchants. In that case, we say that we look after Rov. But the way we're understanding the Gemara right now, in an ordinary case, we would not look after Rov if it only has one Rov. We've also learned that in the case of where there's a group in a town and it's kavua, we don't follow rov. In theory, with itinerant merchants, we would follow rov, but we don't because we're worried if we follow rov in the case of itinerant merchants, people will come to make a mistake and follow rov in the city where it's kavua. So that's a problem. And we also make a gzeira that even though in theory, when a man leaves the city, even forgetting merchants for the moment, and he goes down and rapes the girl outside of town, you would say, kol deparish meruba kaparish, and he came from the rov, and since rov is kosher, so therefore the girl should be kosher and her child should be kosher. But we don't say that because we make a gzeira that we're worried that if we're moderate when he goes to her at the well outside of town, then if she goes to him, then people are also going to be moderate, and it shouldn't be because once she goes to him, it's kavua. So we basically see we're very worried about kavua, so much so that we make gezeros even where it's not kavua because we're worried about kavua. And in our Mishnah, which was dealing with a case of kavua, the only reason we said that it's kosher is because on top of there being a rov Yisrael, which says we should follow in the city, there was also a rov of the itinerant merchants. And therefore, even though ordinarily we make a gezera in cases of non-kavua because of kavua, in this case it's kavua, we have two roves in favor. So two roves in favor, we don't need to be gozer. So that's the explanation of our Mishnah. It answers the question, why is it like Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Yeshua? We're saying it's like Rabbi Yeshua because even Rabbi Yeshua, who says we ordinarily discard a cheskas kashrus, in this case, there's two roves in favor of her with her cheskas kashrus, and therefore, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that she's mutter, and that explains our Mishnah. Yeah.
The rove from the city is because most of the time he goes to her?
The rove in the city is because, no, because most people in the city are Jews.
But the city is considered to be kavua.
So that's what happens. When there's two roves in favor, the city is considered, even though the city is kavua, she's mutter. So therefore, one rove is that most of the city is kosher, and the other rove is that most of the itinerant merchants are kosher. So you have two roves, so even though one of them is kavua, the case of the city, then we would go after it. That's why the Gemara clarified before. It said even if you have a case where there's the city and there are these traveling merchants coming through, but we know that the man who raped her, so even though you have that same circumstance, but we know that the man who raped her came from the city, it doesn't work because it has to be, it's not enough that there be itinerant merchants there. It has to be a suffix. Did it come from the merchants or did it come from the city? Because if it came from, if you have that suffix, where did it come from? And both of them are a rove to make her kosher, then we would say she's kosher. But it's only in that circumstance where she says she's kosher.
So okay? What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say about this kavua principle?
So what we're doing is we're explaining Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying we agree with kavua, and normally in a case of kavua, we would say that she's not kosher. So why was she kosher in our Mishnah? Again, this is how we're understanding right now. Because there's two roves to say she's kosher.
But then the first guy says...
No. Okay, sorry. Let me explain that better. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says this in our Mishnah. We're understanding Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it only by two roves. The Gemara was asking a question saying, when we saw Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, before we understood that it was two roves, we were saying, we see Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion that you go after the rove, whether it's kasher or not. But we asked the kasher, we said, this doesn't fit either Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Gamliel says it's halacha even if it's rove psulin. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Allah, even if it's Rov Ksherim. So in our Mishnah, who cares that it's Rov Ksherim? It's not like either one of them. And what we're answering is, again, the Rishonim differ in this, but we'll go with Rashi. Rashi's saying, no, it's really like Rabbi Yeshua. And why is Rabbi Yeshua matered in this case, even though normally he says it's Aser, even with Rov Ksherim? He says, because in this case, we'll go after Rov Ksherim because you have two Rovs that go in support of the position along with our Cheskas Kashrus. Okay, so now we've kind of explained our Mishnah, and we're going to try to see, I really got to step on it here, we're gonna try and see how this works. So Va'am Reb Zera, Reb Zera says as follows. So Reb Zera is going to ask a question. So right now we're understanding Rov, we have Rov 1,000 times in the Gemara, right? We never thought of Rov as you need to have two majorities in order to say it. That's not how we think of it. So Reb Zera is going to say, Va'am Reb Zera, Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. So if you're saying, we know Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami, Umi Ba'inan Trey Ruby, do we need two Rovs? Is it true we don't follow a simple Rov? All the time we follow simple Rovs. And the Gemara says, Va'atanya, we learned in a Braisa, Tesha Chanuyos, you have 9 stores. Kulon Moichros Basar Shchuta. This is the case I told you. 9 of them sell properly shechted meat that's kosher. Ve'echad, ve'achas mocheres basar nevela. And one of them sells treif meat. Ve'lokach me'achas mehen, someone went and bought from one of them in Yerdea, me'eze mehen lokach, and he doesn't know from which one he bought it. Sveiko usher. The suffix is usher. Why? We're all experts in this now. Why is it usher? Because that's kavua. So correct? Kol kavua kamechta mechtadam, because we're in the town. That's why it's suffix is usher. But the Braisa continues, uvenimtza. Let's say where they just found a piece of meat, and there's nothing that identifies where it came from, so it's not in a store. We don't have a person that said, I bought it in the store. So in that case, halachacha rov. We go after the rov. So that's the Braisa. So what do you see from the last 4 words of the Braisa? You see a case where if it's not kavua, we go after the rov. Now, why wouldn't we say, wait, rov we only follow if there's 2 rovs lahater, and here there's only 1. So you see a case where we're relying on Rov to be Mater, even though they're not 2 Rovs in favor of being Mater. So we say, so before we improve our point, the Gemara is going to say, maybe you'll tell me v'chi teme v'shein z'lasas medina ne'ula is t'ka'asi la ruba me'alma. So you'll say, maybe you'll try and tell me, no, really that case also is dealing with 2 Rovs. What would be the 2 Rovs? You have the 9 stores that sell kosher and 1 that sells treif. And the other rove would be that you have meat coming in from around the world. And let's assume meat coming in from around the world is mostly kosher or whatever it is. All imported meat comes mostly from kosher. So you have 2 roves. You have the chance it was imported meat, which has a rove that is kosher, and chance that it was from the town, which has 9 kosher stores and 1 treif store. But the Gemara says that you can't try and claim that this case is also where you have a second rove. That this halacha applies, that we say that if you find it not where you bought it in the stores, that applies even if the gates of the country are locked, there's no imported meat, we're dealing with only 1 rov. So that's not a good answer. So the question is, how did we say that our Mishnah only works with 2 rovs? We see rov all the time. The Gemara's answers, Mala Asu B'yuchsin. We encountered this before. We talked about the fact that Rabbi Yeshua was particularly strict in the cases in prior Mishnais because we're dealing with Kahuna, and Kahuna were very careful. So here also, in the case, and now we've reopened Rove. So we thought Rove, we always thought of Rove as a very strong concept. Then in our Gemara, we were saying Rove only works if you have 2 Roves in favor, not 1. So now we're saying, no, ordinarily 1 Rove works. Kavua is a problem, but 1 Rove works where it's not Kavua. Why was our Mishnah requiring 2 Kavua, 2 Roves? Only because we were dealing with Kohanim, and by Kohanim, Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rashi, again, this is Rabbi Yeshua, we learned before, is worried about Kohanim. So here also, he's worried about Kohanim, and that's why he requires 2 roves in order to be matar her. Okay, gufa. Now, oftentimes when we have gufa, it quotes something we just finished saying. In this case, it's quoting something about which we talked about, where we didn't actually have this language before, but it's this concept of kavua. Am Rav Zera, kol kavua kamechza mechza dami, bein lekula, bein lechumra. So that's his statement. He says, this halacha that we look, when something is kavua, that we look at it as kamechza mechza dami, we do that rule, kavua, whether it creates a stringency or leniency. Okay? So now the Gemara wants to know, tell me the case where you see stringency and leniency. We know stringency, that's easy, we've already encountered it. But now the Gemara is going to try 2 cases and say, no, those aren't the raya because those are stringency, and then it'll find one that is a leniency, and we'll see this point that kavua kemechta mechtadami is done, whether it's stringent or lenient. Minalei Reb Zera ha, where does Reb Zera know this idea of that it's bein lekula bein lechumra? If you're going to say, so that was the braisa we just quoted. 9 stores selling shchuta, 1 selling treifa. And we say that if you don't know which one you bought it from, the suffix is aser. So the Gemara says, it's aser. So hasam lechumra. That's a case of chumra. So we know chumra. Chumra is not hard. But what about kula? We don't know kula yet. So the Gemara says, Ella, maybe we know it from here. Mitisha tzfar din v'sheretz echad b'neihem. Okay, a sheretz, we know, is one of the Shmona Shratzim. There's 8 Shratzim that are Metame when they're dead, right? Now, a frog is not one of them. So in this case, there was 9 frogs and 1 Sheretz. Rashi tells you it was a tzav. A tzav is like a toad. A toad. It looks like a frog. So and this is actually relevant. Because someone can determine whether or not it's a frog or a toad who actually knows what they're doing, that makes it kavua. Again, I said the kavua was a little beyond our topic today, but in any event, what happened here is that there were 9 frogs and 1 toad. The naga echad man, he touched one of them. Any of them is a man nago, and we don't know which one he touched. Sveiko tame. So in that case, it's a suffix, even though 9 of them are mutter and 1 of them is. I'm sorry, 9 of them are 9 of them are mutter and 1 of them is aser. If he touches one, we say suffix is lechumra is tame. So the Gemara says also nami lechumra. That's also a stringency. There's a 10% chance that it is. That it is kosher, and yet we're saying, I'm sorry, 10%, a 10% chance that it's tamei, and yet we're going lechumra and saying it's tamei. So Ella, where do we see a case where it is leniency, and this one will actually be the case? Mitisha shratzim, you had 9 toads, zvetardeya echad, and 1 frog, so you had a 90% chance that it was tamei, zvetardeya echad benem, and 1 frog among them, v'nagab echad mehen, and you touched one of them, any of the beis mehen nagab, you don't know which one you touched. So birshas hayachid sveiko tamei, if it was an urshas hayachid, it's tummy. Brishas Rabin Sveiko Tar. The suffix is tar. Okay, what's that talking about? Let me take 1 second and tell you. In Tuma, there's a general rule. If you have a suffix in Tuma, the way it works is if it's in, you look, where is it? Where does this suffix occur? If it occurs in Rishas Rabin, then it's tar. If it occurs in Rishas Yachid, it's tummy. That's not unique to this Gemara. That's a general concept. Concept suffix Tuma Rishas Rabin is tar. Suffix Tuma Rishas Yachid is tummy. So what is this case? In this case, we're saying, you go look whether it is Rishas Yachid or Rishas Rabim. What does that tell you? That tells you it's a suffix. So if it's a suffix, why is it a suffix? In this case, you had 90% chance that it was a toad and tame, and 10% chance that it was tar. Rove should tell you that it's tame, because there's 90% chance that it was tame. The fact that we say, no, it's a suffix, and therefore we have to look, is it Rishas Yachid or Rishas Rabim, demonstrates that we say kol kavua kemechta mechta dami, that since in this case it's kavua, so even though you have a 90% chance that it was a toad and his tame, since there's a 10% chance that it was tahar, and we're dealing with kavua, it's kemechta mechta, it's like 50-50. 50-50 is a suffix. We know in Tuma, when we get a suffix, we look, is it in Rishas Yachid or Rishas Rabim? So we've now demonstrated a case where kol kavua kemechta mechta dami helps us in an instance where it is lekula, where it creates a leniency. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know, midaraisa minolam, where do we know from the Torah? Why? Because let's think about this. Anytime in a Torah concept, if we go lechumra, you could say that could be daraisa, we go lechumra, it could be derabanan, you go lechumra. But if you're dealing with a derabanan, if you're dealing with a kula that is not does not have a source in a daraisa, on what basis could the chachamim matter something that's a tumah daraisa? It must be that if we're using kol kavua kemechta mechta dami, and we're using it lekula, it has to be that the rule of kol kavua kemechta mechta dami, bein lekula, bein lechumra, has a Torah source. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to use it lekula in a deraisa dika concept. So now the Gemara says, once you've demonstrated that we rely on kol kavua kemechta mechta for leniency, once you've demonstrated that, we need to find the Torah source, because otherwise you can't rely on a rabbinic leniency to matter a Torah dika tumah. So we're going to look for where is that case? Where is the source in the Torah? The Gemara says, "And with the rice we know, and where do you know in our Torah?" Amakra. The pasuk says, "V'arav love kama love ashei skavinlo." What's this talking about? Okay, the pasuk over there is talking about are miklat. We know if someone kills someone by accident, then he can run to one of the cities of refuge and are miklat, right? So in this case, in the case, the pasuk though says, what happens if he ambushes his friend and he kills him and then he runs to one of the Ari Miklat? We don't let him be there, right? So now the pasuk says, Va'aravlo, he waits for him, or he like I said, he ambushes him, Vakamalov, and he comes on him and he kills him. So Rabbi Shimon, this is going Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Shimon says, Ashit Yiskavinlo. It has to be that he has kavana for him. That's what, because the words he waits in ambush for him are extra, are unnecessary. So we say, what does it mean? It says that in order for him not to be eligible for Ari Mikla, in order for him to be, you know, it has to be where he had intention to kill this very person. But if he intended to kill Reuven, and by accident he killed Shimon, we learn from there that that is considered a mistake. So even though he purposely killed someone, since he killed the wrong, it was his unintended target, that's still considered an accident. That's Rav Shimon's view. We're not really interested in Rav Shimon. We're interested in what comes after that. Rabbanan Amri and the Rabbanan say, they quote the Beit Rav Yanai, that Prat Lazarik Evan Lego. This words, Va'aravlo, they wait in ambush, which Rav Shimon understood to mean that you have to have intent for a specific person, otherwise it's a suffix. He says, no, that is coming to teach you the case, Lazarik Evan Lego. If you throw a stone into a group, and let's just say those are nine Kenanim and one Yisrael, so chances are it's going to hit one of the Kenanim. So we're saying in that case you're that's not considered something that you can't run to Ari Miklat. That's still considered an accidental death. In other words, that's not considered a premeditated murder. So now the Gemara is going to try and figure out how do we know that? What's the case? Hey Chidami, what's the case? If you're going to tell me that the cases where you had nine Kananim standing there and one Yisrael and he threw a stone in there or he shot a bullet, whatever, why don't you just say the reason that he's not Chayev is because they're mostly Kananim, it's 90% Kananim. So Inami, if you're going to say Pauga, if you're going to say half and half, I can't do that because suffering nefashos lahakel. We have a general concept that in matters of death, life and death, we go Lakula. We learn it, Rashi says, from the Pasuk by Tzilu Ha'eda. So we learn it's a Kula. So therefore, if it's five Kenanim and five Yisraelim, and he shot a bullet in and it accidentally killed the Yisrael, we would say he's still putter because it was 50-50 chance it would hit a Kenani. And since it's a din in nefashos, we will go Lakula and say he's not Chayev. So Lotricha must be that, what are we talking about? The Ikatisha Yisraelim, that there was nine Yisraelim, Kenani Echob B'neim, the Havelek Kenani Kavua. So he's saying, so we're dealing with a case where we had nine Yisraelim and one Kenani. Now, even though, and the Kenani standing part of this group is Kavua, and so even though you would say in this case 90% chance it's Yisrael, you should say that we consider that a premeditated murder and he's chayav for murder. The Gemara says no, because kol Kavua kemechza mechza dami, that Kavua is kemechza mechza, and therefore, even though there's only one Kenani and nine Yisraelim, we treat it as if there was five Kenanim and five Yisraelim. If it's five Kenanim and five Yisraelim, it's a perfect suffix. In a case of perfect suffix, where it's dinin nefashos, we go Lakula. So what do you see? You see a Pasuk, Va'aravlo, had to come teach us. We said, we see we don't need the Pasuk where it's 90% Kenanim. We don't need the Pasuk where it's 50-50. So where do we need the Pasuk where it's 90-10? And we still say 50-50, Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza, and therefore he's not Chayev. So you see a case where the Torah had a limud that it needed to demonstrate to us the Halacha, because if not for the Torah telling us he wouldn't be Chayev, because otherwise we would treat that as kemechza mechza and say he's putter. And so the Torah needs to tell us that. Otherwise we would have thought 90-10, we would say chances are he was going to hit a Yisrael and therefore he should be chayev. Answers the Gemara, no, we see the Torah was telling us that mechza mechza, kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, and therefore safek nefashos lahakel. Okay? Itmar. So there's our source for kol kavua kemechza mechza, even in a leniency. Itmar, Rav Chiya Barashi Amarav. Halachic Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so Rav Chiya Barashi says in the name of Rav, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, if you remember, is the one who said in our Mishnah the story and said that the woman is kosher. Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar Rav. Rav Chanan bar Rava says in the name of Rav. Again, watch out, there's a lot of Ravs going on here. They're all the same person. Rav Chanan bar Rava says in the name of Rav, Hara Shah Haisa. This was an emergency measure. Hara Shah. It had to do with something unique to the times. Okay, so how are we understanding this here? We're understanding this, that Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. We're understanding Rabbi Yossi the way we initially understood our Mishnah, which is the fact that if it's Rov Yisrael, forget the two Rovs, if it's Rov Yisrael, then they're kosher. And Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar Rav said, Harasha, no, this is dealing with Harasha. It was only in the case in the Mishnah, it was a unique circumstance, but normally we would not rely on a Rov, right? So that's how the Gemara is understanding it right now. So now, Masir Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya is going to ask a question. If we assume that Rav Yossi was saying his halacha even by one rov, Rav Yirmiya says, I have a problem with that. Uli yuchsin lo ba'inan trey? Are you telling me that with yuchsin, with matters of kahuna, that Rav doesn't require two, the lo ba'inan trey rubi doesn't require two rovs? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Matzah batinak mushloch, we found an abandoned baby. So there's a baby just lying there in the street. So we look at the town. Imrov of the kachavim. If the town is mostly goyim of the kachavim, we assume the baby's in of the kachavim, a goy. Imrov Yisrael. If most of the people in the city are Yisraelim, then Yisrael. Then we consider it Yisrael. Mechza, mechza. But what happens if the city is 50-50 Jews and goyim? Yisrael. We consider him a Yisrael. Va'amar Rav. Rav said on this latter case, Lo Shana, we didn't learn that we're, Rav said on the case of Rov Yisrael. He said, we didn't learn that it's Rov Yisrael, Ela Lahachiyoso. We said he's Yisrael in order to keep him alive. What does this mean? Which basically means, Rashi says, Bezim Mitzuvan Lefarnaso, Mishum V'chay Achicha Imach. It says you should live with your brother, so we know we have to give tzedakah, we have to take care of people, right? So Rav is saying, when did we say that if it's Rov Yisrael, we treat him like Yisrael? It means we treat him like Yisrael for purposes of giving him tzedakah, but not for other purposes. We'll see the other purposes that is not covered. Aval Yochsin lo, but for Yochsin, we would not rely on it. So you see Rav paskening that in a case of Yochsin, one Rov Yisrael is not sufficient, right? So Rav is saying, according to this, Rov Yisrael is not sufficient. So now, if you understand our Mishnah, that Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi is saying, when there's one Rov, we go basa Rov for Yochsin, because our Mishnah was dealing with, is she Roi Lekuhuna? So you see a stira in Rav. Here in the case of where you find the baby, Rav saying for Yochsin, we don't rely on one Rov. And the Mishnah is saying, and Rav said Allah is like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. The way we're understanding Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, as we did way back in the beginning of the Gemara, is that Rabbi Yossi is saying it even by one Rov. So now, the Braisa continues, which we're going to figure out soon in a minute what it means. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, in the case of Rov Yisrael, we also believe him lefakeach alav as a gal. We've learned this halacha a number of times, that basically if a building collapses on someone and there's a chance it's a Jew, so we say if Rov of the people in the city are Jews and we know someone's trapped under there, we are Mechal Shabbos for it because we think it might be a Jew under there. So Shmuel seems to be saying, in a case where it's Rov Jews, we'll uncover the stones. If it's not Rov Jews, we won't. The Gemara is going to have trouble with that, and we're going to finish that. But for purposes of our question, Rabbi Yirmiyahu was asking and saying, we see that Rav says in a case of Yochsin that one Rov is not enough, and in our Mishnah we're saying one Rov is enough. So we say, Ishtamitzei Hadam Rabbi Yehudam Rav B'kreina Shel Tzipuri Havimaisa. He says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, when he asked this question, forgot that we established our Mishnah to be dealing with a case of two rovs. So now Rav is consistent, because in the Mishnah he says, when did, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but when did Rabbi Yossi say his halacha? Only when there's two rovs, both a city and itinerant merchants. Now in this price of a baby, or this Mishnah of a baby, Rav also said for Yochsin, it's not enough to have one rov. That's consistent with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah also said, one rov is not enough, you need two rovs. So now we've answered the stira in Rav. Okay, so the Gemara now asks, fine, so originally we understood, we had one quote in the name of Rav saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and one quote saying it's Harasha. So originally we were understanding that the halacha of Rabbi Yossi is saying by one rov we go lakula, and the Harasha was saying, no, normally we don't go lakula, it was just that particular case we go lakula. But now that we're saying that the Mishnah is a chumrah, is saying you need two rovs, then the Harasha is saying you don't normally need two rovs, normally one rove is enough. That's how we would understand. So they're arguing with one another. So the question is, when we understood the Mishnah to be a kula, then the Harasha was a chumrah. Now that we understand the Mishnah to be a chumrah because you need two roves, not one, one isn't enough, then the Harasha is lakula. The Harasha is lakula. So he says, and that would be Rav. Rav is the one, they were both quoted Rav. Ulurchanan bar Rava, Dama Harasha, Haisa, Kashaha. So in other words, if you're saying that Rav holds Harasha and we should go Lekula, because our Mishnah was going Lechumrah, then that's a problem, because in this Mishnah about finding the baby, Rav says we only learn Lahachiyosa, but Yochsin not. So you see that he's Machmer by Yochsin. So how can you say Harasha in the Mishnah normally we're Mako, but we see that even in the case of the baby, Rav says that we're Machmer? So we say Manda Masniha, Lo Masniha. The one who learned this didn't learn this. Meaning that the one who says that Harasha, the one who said this thing about Harasha was not learning our Mishnah with two roves, was learning with one rove. So therefore, if it's one rove, it's the Kula, and the Harasha is the Chumrah. If we're learning our Mishnah that there was two roves, and therefore our Mishnah is generally expressing a Chumrah, he didn't say this halacha of Harasha. So therefore, it's not a stir on Rav, because the person who said this halacha of Harasha was only saying it according to the understanding of the Mishnah, that our Mishnah was talking about one rov and establishing Rabbi Yossi's halacha or Rabbi Yochanan Menuri's halacha lekula. But if you're understanding the Mishnah to be lechumra, then he didn't say this business about harasha. Okay, gufa. Now we get to read quickly because this is stuff we just learned. Thankfully, the Gemara quotes the entire brisa. Gufa matzaba tinek mushloch. You find a baby that's thrown in rov of the kachamim. Most goyim is a goyim. Rov Yisrael, Yisrael. Most of the people are Yisrael and Yisrael. Mechta mechtav is split 50-50 Yisrael. Amar Rav, Rav said Loshon Elachio. So we only learned that Rav Yisrael matters to give him tzedakah, v'lo yuchsin lo, but we wouldn't rely on it for Kohanic lineage. So again, we've learned that. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says Lefakeach Elav Tagal. Rav, you just said a halacha by where it's mostly Yisrael. I'm going to tell you that where it's mostly Yisrael, you can also uncover someone from under the stones. So now the Gemara says, what we understand from that is that Shmuel is saying that if it's 50-50, or if it's Rov Kenanim, we wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos to take away the stones. So the Gemara says, Amiyam Shmuel, Hachi did Shmuel say that? V'hamar Rav Yosef, Am Rav Yehuda, Am Shmuel. We learned in the name of Shmuel, Ein Hochem B'Pikoch Nefesh Achar Rov. In case of Pikoch Nefesh, you don't follow the Rov. Meaning, even if there's a small chance that it's a Jew, we, in a case of Pikoch Nefesh, we're going to be Docha Shabbos, because we say v'chai achicha ima, he should live with you, and that means that we learn that the mitzvah should never be the cause of someone dying. So therefore, since a guy might be a Jew underneath that pile, the mitzvah shouldn't be what preclude us from what makes him die. So therefore, if we don't uncover the stones, he might die. It might be a Jew. So we see that in that case, Shmuel says you would always do it, even if there's like a 1% chance that it's a Jew. So how could Shmuel be saying, when did we say that you can uncover the stones only where it's Rov Yisrael? We see that he holds even where it's a minute chance that it's Yisrael. Ela ki itmar de Shmuel, so he said, don't understand Shmuel to be going answering Rav. Rav said a halacha that we rely on it for lahachios, but not for yuchsim, was going on Rov Yisrael. And we assume that Shmuel was saying his halacha on Rov Yisrael. He says, no, learn it on the Reisha. Ki itmar de Shmuel, Reisha. Itmar said, im Rov of the Kochavim, of the Kochavim. We said that if most of the people in the city are in Ovid Kochavim, we treat this child who's thrown there as an Ovid Kochavim. But even so, even if we say that that kid is a guy, if the kid is under a pile of rocks on Shabbos, we're going to uncover the rocks. So Shmuel wasn't talking about the same case as Rashi. Shmuel wasn't talking about the same case as Rav. So therefore, Shmuel was going on the Reisha, Rav was going on the middle case. They were talking about two different things. Now that we say Rav and Shmuel don't argue, im Rav Ovde Kochavim, Ovde Kochavim, so fine. So now we understand that Rav and Shmuel, they're not talking about that. So then we want to understand the Braisa. The Braisa says, if most of the people in the town are Goyim, then this child is treated like a guy. Lamai Helchus, so for what point do you tell me that? Amre Papa Lahachilo Nevelos, to feed him Nevelos. Meaning, if we say that most people in that town are Goyim, we assume this kid is a guy, we would even feed him treif. We treat him like a guy, even to feed him treif, even though it's something we're affirmatively doing. We are affirmatively treating him like a guy, even though there's some chance that that maybe he's a Jewish child. Rov tells you that you treat it like a guy. Okay, in Rov Yisrael Lamai Helchasa. If the Mishnah said if most of the people are Jews, then you treat him like a Jew. Lamai Helchasa. For what point? To give him an Aveda. So he's saying, when do you give an Aveda back in a case where there are most Jews? What's the halach of Aveda? If you find someone's lost object, you have to give it to him, right? Now, why do we say it has to be most Jews? Because in a case where we say Rove Jews, so we'll say, why is that a Chiddush? It's a Chiddush because we're dealing with a case of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. I go to someone, I say, that's my object. He says, prove it to me that it's your object. He says, but he says, not only that, he says, prove it to me that you're a Jew. You know, you were found when you were a little baby and no one knew what you were. So we say no, because if it's a rove that it's a Jew, we treat him as a Jew for purposes of an Aveda, and you can't tell him, maybe you're not a Jew, I don't have to return it to you. Okay, the Mishnah said, Mechzal Mechzav is 50-50, Mechzal Mechzav Yisrael, if half of it is Yisrael, Amai Helchasa, what halacha was that coming to teach us? Amrei Shlakish L'Nizakin was coming to teach us a case of Nizakin. So I'm going to give a 30-second primer here on Nizakin with a guy. If my animal, as a Jew, gores a guy, I don't pay him anything. If his animal gores mine, he owes me 100%. Even though if a Jew's animal would gore me, we have the business of Tom for three cases and then Muad, right? So the guy gets doubly messed over. If I damage him, I don't have to pay him. If he damages me, he has to pay me 100%, not 50%. That's the halacha. So now what we're saying is, where there's a 50-50 chance that this kid was a Jew, for Nizakin, we'll treat him as a Jew. How so? Hey Chidami, the Gemara says, Inema, if we're going to say, Denache Turidi Don Latoridi Day, where my shore gored his shore, right? So I'm telling him, I don't owe you anything, and he's saying, pay me. Lemele will say to him, I see Raya Yisrael v'at shokol. He says, I say to him, but you were a baby found 50-50 town. Prove to me that you're a Jew, or else I don't have to pay you anything, because you're a guy. So in that case, he's trying to take money from me. So that can't be the case that's coming to tell us. So lo tzricha, Rather, where do we need this Mishnah to tell us? The Nanche Turdi Dei Laturdi Don. This is presumably dealing in a case where Halacha dictates we're in charge of what happens. So his shor damaged my shor. He says to me, you owe me like a shor tam, 50%. I say, I owe you nothing because he says, I'm sorry, his shor gored mine. I say you owe me 100%. He says I only owe you 50% because I'm a Jew. So in that case, so he says palga mishalim, he should pay half. Idoch palga the other half. Amrluhu I see raya the lav Yisrael anov aton vaton lochun, because I'm saying you're a guy. He says you're trying to get money for me to make me pay 100% instead of like a shor tam. Prove that I'm not a Yisrael and you could take it. So he's saying for that purpose. We treat him like a Jew for that purpose. Okay.